Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. What makes a great website? What makes a dud? Besides all the obvious things, like obviously, you know, don't make your text too small or use 1,000 fonts all at once and things like that. What are the keys? Today, I'm actually sharing three things that I consider to be top things that make a successful website. These are truly my strong opinions as someone who's been designing websites for a long time now. And I'm calling these strong opinions, but you could also call these unpopular opinions because these are often things that are not the norm when it comes to website design. And these are also things people often miss. And this is actually a recast episode. It aired back originally in the fall of 2022. So a while ago, right? And I did re-listen though before deciding to re-air it. And I was like, yep, this is great content that is worth re-airing for you guys to hear again. It is still super relevant. And as this is airing live, it's so crazy because I'm recording this in advance, but I am either, as this is airing live, waiting for baby boy number two to get here, eagerly past my due date, and probably like very ready for birth, or I've already had a baby and I'm in new baby land. I don't know which one it will be. You can head over to my Instagram to see, because if I've posted about a new baby, that probably means new baby is here, or maybe I just haven't posted yet. I might like wait a few days to share. But anyway, that is the real life of what is going on with me as this airs. So let's get to it though. Three of my very strong opinions about what makes a great website, and I hope you guys enjoy this. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple six-figure-a-year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple six-figure-a-year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning, because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. So let's just dive straight into it. So the first very strong opinion, and this one I'm coming in strong with the first one. Let me explain it is a great way to start. So first strong opinion, copying an influencer's website will not give you their success. It will just give you a website that everyone obviously sees looks like so-and-so's website. So let me explain that. How many times have you been looking at someone's website and someone you found, maybe you're thinking about reaching out to work with them, or you found them through Instagram, whatever it is, and you think to yourself, wow, this looks a lot like Marie Forleo's website, or wow, that's the same font and colors that Jenna Kutcher uses, or Lewis Howe's website looks a lot like this one, you know, whatever it is. As a designer, we see this all the time. And those of you who are website designers are going to be like, yep, I know what you're talking about, Elizabeth, where we ask our client like, hey, what websites inspire you? And these are like the types of names we hear. We hear that they really love this big time entrepreneurs' websites. And there's a lot more than the three people I just named. You might be like, I don't even know who those three people are. There might be someone else in your industry that like plays the same role. So just think about it that way. But we hear that, right? And guess what? People have been loving these types of people's websites since early iterations of them, where they maybe weren't so beautiful and cool and amazing. And the reason is because they love these people's brands. They love who they are. You might love the business they built, the success they have, the things they've taught you, the personal brand that they are. So you say, I want a website like theirs, or this is my biggest website inspiration, but really you just love their brand. And my take on this is that you are cutting your own brand short when you do this, because you have something special and unique to offer the world too. And it does not look the same as their website, whoever that website is. Again, it might be completely different than those three names I named. So don't copy someone else's website because you want their success, or because you're like, I don't know what my own brand is, but like their fonts look good or whatever it is. I've even had this with my own brand quite a few times where people reach out asking like what fonts I'm using. And I don't tell them because I'm like, no, these are the fonts I use for my brand. You should figure out what fonts you want to use for your brand, right? So don't copy someone else's website because you want their success or because you just don't know what your own brand is yet. So what I want for you and what I want for myself and for my template customers is that when someone lands on your website, they feel your brand coming through and they're not saying in their head, oh, this looks like Jenna Kutcher's site. Just the other day, actually, using that example, I landed on someone's site and was so excited to look over it. I'm like, oh, yay. Really excited about this person. I'm not going to get into who it was or anything. And it was almost an exact replica of Jenna Kutcher's old website, one of her like early iterations of it. And I couldn't unsee it. And I wanted to see this woman's style though, right? Not Jenna Kutcher's style. I'm like, I want to see who you are, who your brand is. But all I'm seeing on here is Jenna Kutcher's old website. So again, whatever that version is for you, I'm just trying to say that copying a big influencer site does not give you their success. It just gives you a website that looks like theirs. So how do you take action on this? What are some ways? And again, I could do like maybe a whole episode on how to take action on this, but a few things for this little short episode here. Ask yourself what you like about the site specifically. So like go to a page, go to a section and be like, what do I actually like about this? Not accounting for the person's brand outside of their site. So not thinking about what they've taught you or what you like seeing them share on Instagram or their photos, just like looking at the site itself. It might be that you like the way the type is used or the way things flow, or you like the overall vibe. You like how it's really sophisticated, or you like how it's really fun, whatever it is. So how can you be your own person and be inspired by those things you're loving without being the same, whatever those things are that come to mind as you're looking at it. So that would be my big action step, is look at it from that lens versus just like overarchingly like, oh, I really like this, so I need to use the same fonts and colors and the same layout and all that. So yeah, that's it. That's my first strong opinion. Don't copy an influencer's site. It does not give you their success. It just gives you a website that everyone will recognize looks really similar to theirs. All right, number two is a short one. And it is a very strong opinion that I think so many people miss, and you're really selling yourself short on what your website can be when you miss this. And that is that simple sites with very few pages are amazing. You don't need a gazillion pages for your site to be incredible. So I think sometimes we get in our heads that more pages on our website equals better results, more professionalism, we're farther along, we're cooler. You might have even heard someone like me at some point drop that like I have over 100 pages within my website and crazy things like that. By the way, it's because I have a shop, so that's a big part of it. But you hear things like that, you're like, I need more pages. More pages is better. And especially when you're just getting started, though, you might not need a lot of pages, and you might not need all the pages your template comes with. So for example, if you're using one of my website templates, they actually come with a lot of pages. And that's not because I think you need all those pages from the get-go. It's because I want you to have what you need to grow with your business so that this template that you're investing your hard-earned money in can also be the site you're using years from now, after you've gotten more clients, after you've added more offers, after you've started that course or membership, made blogging a priority, started a podcast, you know, whatever it is. You have those pages there to grow with you, but you don't have to use them all from the start. And you might not even ever need them all. It might be that, like, for example, let's say the ways to work together page that's in a lot of my templates, that's like basically an overview of your services. Maybe you never need that because you only have one main offer. And so you don't need like a page that's the different options for ways to work with you. You just need this one sales page for your main bookkeeping package. In that case, that way ways to work together page, you can utilize those different sections that I've pre-designed very strategically for you to go into other pages of your website. So kind of like mix and matching things to build out your site with all the design work done for you. So you can look at those pages and be like, this section that was actually supposed to be about, how to schedule a call with me, I could use that for my waitlist for my course, whatever it is. So you don't need all of them from the start and you might never need them. So I just want to say, if you look at your business right now, you're like, I only need 3 pages for my website. I need that homepage, a service page, and a contact page, let's say. Those are the only pages you need. That's okay. And if you look at your website and your business and you're like, I only need a sales page, and then a cart page for people to buy, like that's all I need. That's okay too. I've actually seen plenty of people, and it's so fun when I see this, just using my sales page templates as their whole website because they're just, marketing their course and that's like all they're wanting to do on their site. And that's totally fine. So I just want to say you don't need a gazillion pages for your site to be incredible and to let your website grow with you. I also think too, as like someone who's creating your website for the first time, this can take a lot of the pressure off and speed up your process of getting your site live so you can start making money from your website. So if you're looking at your template and you're like, I have to get the blog set up, I have to get this call scheduler page and the contact page and all this all perfectly set up, that's a lot of pressure. And it can feel a lot better to be like, okay, what are the essential pages I need to get started right now? Do those, bring your site live. Right? What freedom is that? That's it though. Simple pages, simple sites. You don't need a gazillion pages for your website to be incredible. And my third and final strong opinion, and this is one that I would say most people probably agree with, yet this is a huge problem still. So I feel like it needs to be said. And that is that you have to have photos of yourself somewhere on your website, or else your site's going to feel scammy, illegitimate, not personable, all these sorts of problems. So I know not everyone can or wants to invest in professional images for their website with a brand photographer right from the start. And that's okay. I did not do that immediately from the start either. And relying on stock photography really can work for your website and like your social media images, all of it. And I actually have a podcast episode coming in a few weeks where I'm going to be talking about using stock photos well within your brand. So get excited about that if that's you. If you're like, wait, tell me more about that. But, in addition to the stock photos, you have got to put yourself on your website too. Even if it's not the most professional image in the world, you need to be on your own website. Otherwise, it can feel scammy. It can be missing that human element, and you can be missing an opportunity to let your audience put a face to the name and to really like show who it is behind this website and behind this brand. So your face does not have to be front and center at every spot, or it doesn't need to be that first image that people see when they land on your website, but it does need to be on there. Just an example for you guys in my own experience, because again, like I said, I think people know this, but it's still a huge problem. I see it all the time. But just the other day, I was searching for accountants and I was looking over different accountant websites, and I stumbled upon one that was using only stock images, and they ranked really high in Google. So that's kind of how I found them. It was like they were doing all the right keyword stuff, which also made me be a little bit like, what's up with this? Like they're ranking so high, but there's no people who work here on the site. So I was looking all over their sites, just stock photos. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe on their about page, on the service page, on the homepage, they're using stock photos, but maybe on their about page, I'm going to be able to like see who this accountant is, who this team is. And there was still no photos of anyone who worked there. And it probably isn't a scam, right? But I did have to ask myself, is this legit? Where are the people who work here? Even just like an iPhone picture would have made me feel more confident in reaching out to them. But I clicked off, did not reach out because I felt like, hey, this might be a scam. And like there are so many internet scams these days and websites that are just shell websites like set up to take your money. So like the people need to see you and see that human element to know you're legit, and like off of the scam conversation to also just be able to connect with you, especially when you're a service business or you're an educator, someone in that realm. People want to see who the person is behind the brand. Who are they paying to write their copy? Who are they going to be learning from in this course? We need to be able able to see you. So even if it's an iPhone photo that you get your spouse to take and then you edit on your phone for now, that's totally fine. You need to be on your website though. So right now, as you're listening, if you're like, okay, Elizabeth, I hear you, like go put a recent photo of yourself on your about page at the very least. Another great spot, if you're mostly using stock images, would be on your contact page to put a photo of yourself. But point is, you need to be on there. So that's it, my friends. Three strong opinions, and I could do more, and maybe we'll do a part two of this because, like I said, I have more to share. But anyway, I so appreciate you being here. I hope hearing these opinions helped and gave you some different insights on your own website. And I would love to hear what you think. So feel free to send me a DM on Instagram and tell me, like, do you share any of these strong opinions? Are you feeling like I finally said something that you've been thinking? Is there something else you'd add? Would love to hear from you. And also, don't forget to check out my website templates. If you are in need of a new website or a new sales page or a page for your podcast and that sort of thing, go check them out, elizabethmccravey.com/shop. So that's it. I'll be back next week with another episode. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast all the way to the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on elizabethmccravey.com, you'll find show it website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you make more money from your website. Maybe your current website is really boring, maybe it's a challenge to update, and maybe it's even the thing you feel like is holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers, and that's exactly what my templates do. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, not just pretty, and also strategic with all the strategies I teach on the show, and they are easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at elizabethmccravey.com/shop and come join thousands of happy customers using these templates. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off your template as a thank you for being part of the podcast fam. Again, that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over on elizabethmccravey.com. Also, if you love this episode, leaving a rating and review for the show on wherever you're listening or sharing it with a friend is a great way to support this podcast. Thank you again for listening, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.